Brad Treliving joins us now. Brad, hello. Thanks so much for doing this. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today, guys?
Good. We're
you just listening to us analyze his team, and he's saying, "Oh, that's a good point.
Really? Oh, okay.
That's something I never thought about."
Wow, I did good on the Hamonic deal. Oh, wow, look at me, pat myself on the back.
We do that to GMs when they're on hold. We give them some tips, give them some things to think about, right, Brad?
Exactly. I'll just stay here. You guys keep talking.
You know what? So much is made about your back end, which is fantastic. The top six, especially that. I don't want to call him the second line, but the backline line is fantastic. Where does, in your estimation, how does Sam Bennett, I mean, every player is a piece of a puzzle. How does Sam Bennett fit into all this?
Well, in a lot of ways, I think Sam is a big key to our team going into this year. And, you know, he's still a young player. If you look back at his, you know, his last couple of years, he sort of came onto the scene at camp here a couple of years ago. He had an injury, really missed, for all intents and purposes, a year, went back and finished the last month or so in 6 weeks in junior and came into the playoffs. And then his rookie season, if you will, was a good season. Last year, I think we'd all agree is probably not to statistically and production-wise where we had all hoped, but there was a lot of learning for Sam, you know, and you know, Doug and Kipper know from their experience, it's such a hard position to play center. It was a learning year for Sam. The coaches stuck him in a lot of situations. You see a lot of times with those young guys that came up playing center, they'll break into the league on the wing. I think we put a lot in the bank last year in terms of getting Sam experience at center ice. I love how he's come into camp this year, both physically, mentally. You know, there was the pressure. I know he was going through a contract year. All those things that weigh on a young guy, but he seems like he's playing freely. It's exhibition, so you got to be careful of reading too much into this stuff. But he's been excellent thus far, and you know, to me, everybody talks about top six. I think it's a top nine league now, and I think Sam is. Gives us more options, gives us more depth, and gives us more ability down the middle.
You talk about your blue line the last few years, and everybody would talk about it being one of the better ones in the league, and now you've added Hamonic. You were able to get Stone, and now you add a goaltender that everybody believes is considered as one of the better ones, and now how do you handle the expectations? This isn't a team that should make the playoffs. This is a team that should go to a final, win a Stanley Cup.
Well, first of all, and we've talked a lot about that. It's great to have all these things on paper. Ultimately, you still have to do it. And, you know, we like how our defense looks. You know, we've still got a bit of a battle going on here for that 6 and 7 spot. But you still have to do it, and all these predictions and stuff in the summer, you know, they're not worth a whole lot of anything come the regular season until you do it. And I think the one thing with expectations, I think those are things that you need to embrace. If you've got expectations, I think those are things that you don't run from. You should be proud that people think that you've got a good team. But what we've tried to focus on, rather than expectations, is just standards of how we want to practice, how we want to play, how we want to hold each other accountable every day. And I think if you're hitting that high standard on a regular basis, and the days that you don't, you recognize it and you get back to it the next day. You know, ultimately, I think if you're doing it right long enough, you're gonna get enough points to get you to where you want to get to. So that's really been our focus. Is I think our guys are excited, but again, we have to do it. You know, I know we sat here 2 years ago, and there was a lot of talk about some of the changes we made, and we ended up missing the playoffs. So, you know, that it's great to have expectations, embrace them, but make sure we're hitting the standards that we set here on a daily basis.
Am I wrong to suggest that there was some teams drooling that you might move Bennett?
I don't know. That's never been a thought in our head. I really like this guy, Doug. He's, you know, again, it's a hard position.
Well, they're hard to find those guys, and that's
hard
why
to find these guys.
And I was thinking that some teams might have been hoping he might be available. And I, as a matter of fact, I know some teams were hoping that.
that's they're hard to find those guys.
One final question is my good friend Ken King. I know he's given a lot of updates on the arena. Is there anything you'd like to throw there? You're just going to leave that for Mr. King to discuss.
Brad, this is all up and to then, you, eh?
And then when you finish answering that, we'll ask you about kneeling.
No, I'll leave those to other guys. I know it's been the guys are a little real frustrated where it's gone. But at the end of the day, from the hockey side, we've got our hands full here. Just. And ready for the fourth.
I'd like to make a prediction right here, right now in this show.
Day one. Here we go.
That they will get an arena.
Thank you. Thank
you. So, Ken, relax.
Ken, or Ken. All right, we're going to keep Brad on for a
couple more? Brad is staying on.
We're good?
Okay,
Brad wants off, but he's
going
to stay
back.
On.
I'm going back. I'm turning this right back on the ice here. Prior to you just coming on, we were talking about Monahan and Gaudreau, and can they really kind of carry the bulk, much like Draisaitl and McDavid did last season? You know, often the last little while, whether there were some struggles on or off the ice, we'd always kind of come back to they're still young, they're learning, managing expectations. But with the bar so high now in Calgary, do more pressure to and less talk about giving them the benefit of the doubt for being so young anymore?
Well, they're still young players. The one thing, Nick, we do rely, if you look at our team, we rely on, you know, a lot of our top guys are young guys, but they're also not, you know, they're not 18 and 19-year-olds. And, you know, so they know that they carry a large weight for us. What we try to do is like we talked a little bit earlier, is that depth. You know, you talk about Backlund and Tkachuk and Frolik and Brouwer and Bennett and these guys that, to me, in the league now, it's you need depth and you need to support your top players. But no question, you know, Johnny and Sean carry a lot of expectation for us. They drive a lot of our offense. And both of them, I think if you look back a year ago, our camp, I always talked a year ago, was so clunky, right? Johnny was going through a contract situation. Sean had been hurt leading up to the World Cup and really got back the last preseason game. So touch wood, we can continue on with health. We've had everybody here. They've come in. The one thing I could tell you, they've come in, and there's that step of being a good player, which they are. They're really good players, to taking on the responsibility of wins and losses for a team. And I think that that's the maturity they're taking in, is when your top guys can drive the work ethic, they can drive the preparation along with their skill level, then that's going to pull the whole group along. And that's the responsibility I see both of them accepting and embracing coming into camp. I expect both to have real good years.
And what I'm really excited to see with your group, too, is Nick talks about Monahan and Gaudreau. I want to see where Tkachuk comes in this battle of Alberta, because he will be a tough guy, and he will fit in really quickly as a key guy in that battle. Am I wrong in that?
No, he's one of those guts of the game guys. Like, he's... You don't have to prod him to get going. He's usually in the if the dust is flying, he's usually in the middle of it. And you know, I'm excited to see where he's gone. He had a great summer. It's probably been the first summer in 3 years for him where he could get a full summer, where he wasn't playing until June and battling some injuries. So he's had a tremendous summer. And you're right. I mean, We have expectations for this group. We're excited, but the doing part is the most important part, and that's what all of our group's focused on now, is going out and doing it on the ice.
Okay, while we're talking about the Battle of Alberta then and how a player like Tkachuk can fit into it, let me throw another log on the fire. How important will someone like Luke Gazdik be in said battle this
year? You're always into the physical fighting part,
Just
Merrick.
Trying to sell some tickets here, Doug. Just trying to sell some tickets. Not trying to put a man on the moon here. Crack the atom, Brad.
I got a boss. You that pugnacious testosterone tenacity, Jeff. You sound like, I know.
That's right.
You know, Luke's come in here. you know, we'll see. The one thing has, as we found, as we you get deeper in camp here, we're down to a couple of spots left. As you found, everybody talks about the physicality and all that, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to play in today's game. You got to have foot speed. And Luke's come in and is pushing hard. And we'll see how this all plays out. We've got a game tomorrow night in Vancouver, and then our final one Saturday here. And we're still trying to finalize a couple of spots here. So these are important games to get our group going. This will be the first time we've kind of got the full group or close to the full group together. But there's still some decisions to be made. And we'll have to get that done before next Wednesday.